Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and what started out as a conversation about does AI present a threat to your security of your network? And then that evolved into having a security checklist, because there's more than just AI that can assault your network. And let's talk about that. Install antivirus software, and there's a lot of flavors out there. I use one that comes with my router, so I've actually got two. Anyway, take a look at getting antivirus software. And then second, use a firewall. Now, this can happen at two stages. You can get a firewall right on your computer, or you can get it in the router, or you can get it in both. And being sure on two separate devices, having two won't step on one from the other. You know what I mean? Like, you can't install two antiviruses on your computer at once. But you can have one on the router and one on the computer. And then do regular software updates. Just set it in stone that it's update day on blah, 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 and then you do the updates. I run the updates every morning just because that's how anal I guess I am. Secure your Wi-Fi networks. Wi-Fi networks not being secured is a bad, bad thing. Then somebody's going to drive into your driveway and use your Wi-Fi for a couple hours and you won't even know it. Okay? Use strong passwords, and you know the things that involve using a password, upper, lowercase, and a number and a special symbol. And then consider using a password manager on top of that. So that the password manager, you got one password you have to remember. All the rest of them are encrypted and in the vault. Put in two-factor authentication, 2FA. Any chance you get to use two-factor authentication where they send a text to your phone or a message, do it, okay? Do a regular backup of your data, and just doing the backup is half the recipe. Make sure that backup works, okay? After you've done the backup, extract it to another space and say, yeah, that's, I've dotted the I's, crossed the T's, I've got everything there. Limit your user access. If you've got users that you have to get in to the network for whatever reason, just give them the rights that they need, not carte blanche, grand poobah. Employee training is important. If you've got employees, train them about the importance of cybersecurity, how to keep their passwords from being written down on their desk pad, etc. Secure your mobile devices, and whatever form that takes, check with your provider. They can help you with that. Monitor for any time that you get an intrusion attempt, and keep track of those guys. And if you get the IP address, well, then you've got half the battle done. Plan for incident response is the summary of this. Have a checklist, but also have a plan in place for what to do when it hits the fan. You know what I mean?
Hi, this is Guy Cook. And the ways to get in contact with me, well, you can contact me through the GuyRCookReport.com or https://GuyRCook.com. There's a contact form there. Or you can call my new cell phone number, 509-200-1429. Look forward to talking. Hi. The reason for this section of the video is to remind you to subscribe or at least like. It's a wrap.